Hey, you guys. So I wanted to talk about this topic, you know, 2020, right? The COVID. So for my perspective on COVID-19 and 2020, it really brought opportunities for people to experience and be what they can be and what they want to be, right? Before 2020 hit, you know, we had famous artists, right? Musicians at a high pedestal, right? They were the only ones that could accomplish anything, right? But our divine source gave us this opportunity, not only this opportunity to be with family, to unite family together, but also get us to be aligned with things that really fascinate our soul, right? And what fascinates our soul is things that we enjoy and things that we love to do without making it feel that it is a punishment or it is a job, right? You're doing this because it really comes from the heart and you know you're putting all your in, right? And that is what our divine source gave to us this year, and this is just the tip of it, right? For a lot of us, if we kind of struggled and we looked at the different polarity of it, you know, but this is something that I wanted you guys to see. And if you didn't have this type of perspective, then maybe by looking at this way, you know, you're able to fulfill your dreams and fulfill your wishes. And everybody is entitled to having a fulfillment, a life of prosperity, a life of abundance, a life of happiness, a life of joy, you know. And when we get this opportunity, it's a gift. It's a gift that he gave us. And we might, you know, before we didn't understand it. And so I'm here to tell you that this is a way that you can see it, because it is a gift. You know, he did divine intervention with 2020 for us to be with family, for us to find ourselves, to find him, to find our faith that has been lost for such a long time, to reunite with oneself, right? Reunite with humanity, reunite with peace, right? And this is something that has been shown to me. And, you know, 2020 is just the tip of the iceberg. You know, it, you know, we could just wonder and imagine what else he has for us, right? But what he wants us to know is that we need to be in the moment, in the present moment, right? And when you are in your present moment, you forget about what is happening, right? What happened to your past and what is to come in the future. You know, you thrive when you are in the present moment. So that is the message that I wanted to share with you guys, that if you do not see it, that he is giving us an opportunity right now, today, while you're listening to this audio, it is a perfect time to say, you know what, it's time for me to really enjoy my life. You know, I asked my daughters, and I had told them, I'm like, okay, if this was a dream, and you woke up and you're like, oh my God, it was just a dream. would you say that this life was that dream mediocre? Was it a nightmare? Or it was, oh my God, this dream was so great. You know, we have those dreams like that, right? So I would ask you, and if you think it's mediocre, then do something that will change that response to, oh my God, it was so good, right? So enjoy this gift that our divine source has given us. And, you know, that's one thing that he loves. He loves appreciation. He loves gratitude. Because when he gives us a gift like this and we do not take it, you know, the universal laws work in very mysterious ways. And it's like, okay, you are not grateful. You don't want this opportunity to have a second chance in life. Then, okay. Then I will take this away from you, right? And then we're back to step one. So just a reminder that, you know, fully engage in your life, you know, and seek. There are going to be times when you feel like, you know, you need to just be with yourself, and that's okay. But not to stay in it for so long, of course. You know, staying in for so long keeps you in a place of stagnancy. Learning to flow through these emotions while you're being secluded gives you strength to move forward, to put yourself out there. All right, you guys, until next time, thank you.